Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website
ontheedgesofchange.com.
Hello, welcome to the podcast for the week of May 1st. I'm your guide and host, Sheila Belanger. We step into a new month with a lot of fireworks. I don't think you can find any seatbelts for this week, dear ones. Get in your body and follow the tides. Here's something from our podcast poem this week to support you in this journey. Have you ever felt such wild love? It's Beltane in the Celtic tradition and the ancient ways. It's called a cross-quarter day. It's midway between spring equinox and summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. It's a powerful time of fertility, sensuality, and this sense of communion with life. And we have some amazing astrological cycles this week that are really like turning up the energy, turning up the heat, so to speak. We start on Monday, May 1st. Pluto goes retrograde at 0 degrees of Aquarius, and it stays retrograde until October 11th when it goes forward at 28 degrees of Capricorn. So this is that place where Pluto is on the edge of Aquarius Capricorn. And remember that a retrograde cycle invites a timeout and a deep review. Now, Pluto is retrograde about half the time in its orbit, so it's not like this is an unusual experience. Mainly, the retrograde motion is turning that deep transformer archetype, Pluto, the one who wants to transmute the poisons, who wants to lance the wound, who wants to go into the basement and do the deep cleansing work. It's turning more inward. And remember, we've had at this point about a month of Pluto just dipping into Aquarius and really foreshadowing 20 years of very, very deep change societally and personally in terms of returning to belong to community in an authentic way for everybody. And now some of what's been stirred in the last month or so around where do I need more freedom? Who are really my people? How do I help support the need for deep liberation and egalitarianism for all beings? See what's been stirred with it and take it inside and spend a couple months with it. I want to remind you, for those of you who are sensitive, when Pluto turns, it's called station, means it looks like it stops and goes retrograde, seeming backwards in its orbit, or stops after going backward and seems to go forward again, turning direct. Sensitive people can really feel the archetype up. And particularly because this is also a week with an eclipse, this is a very, very intense week. So pace yourself and really listen deeply to what's happening and reflect before you act, okay? Now, on that same day, on Monday, May 1st, the Sun is conjunct Mercury retrograde at 11 degrees of Taurus. And this is really important because the Sun, as the hero, heroine, conscious self, brings its awareness to Mercury, the communicator, the storyteller, who has been retrograde for about a week and a half. And remember that a retrograde motion is this timeout review. Now, Mercury retrograde, many people are pretty familiar with these 3-week timeouts that happen 3 times a year usually. And it really says slow down, slow the roll with any communication processes, whether it's electronic, like devices and saving your files and texting, or it's human-to-human communication, or it's written communication. And Mercury's been retrograde in Taurus, which is a very grounded Earth sign. And the key theme with Mercury retrograde in Taurus is, how am I spending my life resources? And is it worth it? You know, and that includes, am I spending my life resources well on behalf of the Earth? It's not just about individual, let me get what I want. It's, you know, am I contributing? Not from a place of shaming yourself or feeling guilty, from a place of deeply assessing, because the sun is shining the light on this reflection review period. The other thing about the sun with Mercury when it's retrograde, it marks the beginning of a new 4-month Mercury cycle. And this is a phenomenal time when the sun is with Mercury retrograde to notice if there's projects, there's ideas, there's something stirring for you mentally or with communication or stories that really wants to be launched now. And you can launch it gently, but notice if something's been kind of courting you or your muse has been whispering in your ear. Notice if, like, maybe this week it's time to turn my energy and begin to feed that. To see that project. And these kinds of 4-month projects with Mercury and the Sun are best kept to that amount of time. In other words, it's not like start a project that's going to take you a couple of years. Start a project or a process that you feel like in about 4 months' time, it can kind of do a lot of work with it. It's very, very powerful to align archetypally with this. So notice what might be present, and particularly if it's a project that takes you deeper, Pluto at the same time going retrograde. And then to make it even more intense, we have on Friday, May 5th, we have the lunar eclipse, the full moon eclipse at 14 degrees of Scorpio. And that happens at 10:34 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And this is the second eclipse. The first one was a solar eclipse, a new moon eclipse 2 weeks ago. So just a big picture moment. Eclipses are circuit breakers energetically for astrology energy because eclipses are not the norm. When we have an eclipse, one of the disks of either the sun or the moon gets hidden. In the case of a full moon eclipse, just like it sounds, what's happening at the full moon is the sun and the moon are opposite each other and the earth is in between. And at a full moon eclipse, someplace on the earth's shadow, you can perceive it, the earth's shadow is falling on the full face of the moon, hence a lunar eclipse or a full moon eclipse. And the moon is the instinctive nurturer archetype. It has everything to do with our unconscious emotional processes, our need to be nurtured and to nurture, our need to belong. And when there's a full moon eclipse, it's a powerful time to really let go of emotional patterns that you recognize are just not working anymore. And particularly when this lunar eclipse is in Scorpio, very deep, intense water sign, it brings up the issues of deeper hidden emotional patterns. Scorpio wants us to look at the dark side, not in a negative way, but like, what are we hiding from ourselves? Where are we bullshitting ourselves? What's really going on? And so at the full moon eclipse in Scorpio, there's this invitation to get real with yourself. And maybe you notice there's an emotional habit or pattern that is just draining you. Maybe you're pissed off about something, a situation or a person who's activating you. And it's like a chew toy, like an emotional chew toy you just won't let go of. The full moon eclipse says, let it go. Okay, just let it go. It's harmful to you to keep doing this and to the other situation. Plus, this lunar eclipse is so powerful because at the time of the lunar eclipse, the sun in Taurus, the opposite sign of Scorpio, is with Uranus, the maverick archetype, the change agent, the liberator, the come on, let's go, let's get free, and Mercury retrograde in Taurus, so which is the communicator, storyteller. So one of the great possible gifts, as intense as this lunar eclipse may be for you, is to wake up and liberate from old stories that you're telling yourself, stuck stories. And particularly when Uranus and Mercury are in Taurus, Taurus wants to be secure and safe, and it wants to hang on to what it's got. There's nothing wrong with making sure you take care of yourself, but we all know what that's like when we cross the line and we're in that fear-based grabbing and we just got to fight it and say, no, this is mine. I'm going to hold on to it. And it's to your own detriment. So that this full moon activating also Uranus, the maverick, and Mercury, the storyteller, having to do with our communication and ideas. It says, free your mind. You are spending way too much mental energy on something that is causing you emotional harm. Let it go. Okay, let it go for the benefit of you and everyone else involved. And you may find that there's a real quickening and a heightening at this full moon. So just notice that this is an incredibly powerful week with Pluto turning retrograde. So go deeper with your inner transformation. Mercury and Sun starting a new 4-month journey of growing ideas in a practical, grounded way in Taurus. And then finally, this lunar eclipse, shining the emotional awareness of what patterns, old stuck patterns emotionally, need to be released, need to be eclipsed. And pace yourself and take good care of yourself in this time. Now, the poem I want to offer you to support the enormous tidal journey of this week is from Mary Oliver. It's called The Sun, and it honors the ability at Beltane in this holy time in the Northern Hemisphere of deep embodiment of sensuality, of the sacredness of connection to the earth and all her beauty, all her creatures, all her seasonal changes that are happening now. And with the eclipses and the Pluto energy, it's a choice-making week. How are you spending your precious life? The Sun by Mary Oliver. Have you ever seen anything in your life more wonderful than the way the sun, every evening, relaxed and easy, floats toward the horizon and into the clouds or the hills or the rumpled sea and is gone? And how it slides again out of the blackness every morning on the other side of the world, like a red flower streaming upward on its heavenly oils, say, on a morning in early summer, at its perfect imperial distance. And have you ever felt for anything such wild love? Do you think there is anywhere in any language a word billowing enough for the pleasure that fills you as the sun reaches out, as it warms you as you stand there empty-handed? Or have you too turned from this world? Or have you too gone crazy for power, for things? This is a good week to ask yourself, have you turned from this beautiful world of sensuality and aliveness and cycles of change? Have you gone crazy for the power of things? Good week to ask yourself that and make some choices. How then shall you spend your one wild and precious life? Well, I've got more resources for you. Are you frustrated with old restrictive responsibilities and roles, and do you long to reclaim a more purposeful life? My upcoming workshop, Saturn Life Passages Cycles, will give you the big picture of your Saturn cycles, how to easily understand and use these astrology cycles to align with your inner elder, to effectively support your life changes and realign with a more purposeful life. It's Saturday, May 13th, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific. You can get information on it and register at my website on theedgesofchange.com. Go to the very top bar of the homepage, click right there. You can get more details. I think you're going to find it to be very empowering, especially in these next few weeks. So join me if you can. And if you can't come live, go ahead and register for the workshop and you'll have the replay available for you whenever you need it. Thank you, as always, for your ongoing support of this podcast. Travel well in this week. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are on theedgesofchange.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.